and welcome back to the 801 podcast. I'm here as your host today. I'm Sarah, and we have here
Melissa,
Kit,
Ashley,
Grace,
and we are talking about Daddy Hole today. This episode is being sponsored by Renta, who have agreed for us to get some of their volumes and read them, and we'll tell you what we think. So this is our episode. The full title is, does anybody have it up?
If we're gonna do it, use a daddy hole.
Yes. All right, and we've looked up, we wanted to talk a minute about the author. She hasn't done very much, but we would like to talk a little about what she's had previous to this title. Melissa?
Yes, so this is Shoko Nabara. I ended up looking her up on Baka Manga Updates because I was curious. I really liked the art style, wanted to see. And so it looks like she's been active since 2015. There's a Twitter listed, so I looked at her Twitter. Not a lot of followers, but she's done pretty much just BL. Her most recent one is Daddy Hole, but she's also done Esta M no Ibun and another title, which has got a lot of Japanese, so I'm not going to say the title. But it looks like she's kind of just getting started, so I'm interested to see what other work she does, because I definitely had not known this name prior to today. Daddy Hole is her only title licensed in English, so I presume that the other titles you would have to find through other means.
And please don't let the title scare you off. Please listen to us.
Yeah, and speaking of that, let's go with our first impressions, because I know when I heard Daddy Hole, I was like, oh god, what is this?
I mean, what do you expect? Anything that's going to have the word daddy and hole next to each other is going to be questionable.
Says you.
Yes.
I mean, okay, fair.
Some people were not off-put by this title.
No, it was very good. I was very impressed with how much I actually liked it after hearing the title. It kind of scared me off, but I was like, no, let's see how this is. And it was very good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I would definitely read something else that she wrote.
The title definitely made me giggle, but, like, even after we got into, like, the first or second chapter, it turned out to be super cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh my god, the main Uge is such an idiot, and I love him so much.
He's definitely your type.
He's so my type. I think Melissa pointed out he kind of looks like Kotetsu, and then, you know, idiot dad. That's it. There it is.
Yeah, it is definitely, when you hear the title, like, it's not, like, I wouldn't say it's everything you're going to think of, because maybe you're thinking, oh, like, they're actually related. It definitely does play off the fact that it's, like, a father and son type relationship. They're not actually related.
Mm-hmm.
The dad is basically raising his best friend's son after his best friend and his wife passed away. So if you are somebody who is not into that at all or cannot get past it, you're going to have a hard time reading this title, regardless of, you know, whether they're related or not. As somebody who loves super lovers, I would say that I was definitely not off-put by this title. Like, those types of things don't really bother me in BL, if I'm honest. So I knew what I was getting into, perhaps more than other people in this group who are not on the super lovers train. But if you like super lovers, I'd say you probably have a good time reading this one. Because I actually found this one to be less problematic than super lovers.
Yeah.
It kind of
definitely.
Especially because the dad character ended up being, I think, as a surprise, the Uge,
mm-hmm.
Instead of the Seme. So you didn't have that weird power dynamic because it flipped it on its head. And the son character, who was a lot more, he was just more assertive. And
yes.
It's, you're talking about a guy who's probably in his 20s or well, I guess in his 30s probably.
Yeah.
And a character who's 16 or 17 when we first encounter him. Versus in Super Lovers, it is a little bit different. There's the age gap. One of the characters is a lot younger when you first meet him. So even if you are off put by Super Lovers, I think this would resolve some of the initial problems that people would have with Super Lovers and didn't really focus on him. Because it felt like a lot more, I don't want to say full on consensual, but it felt a lot more positive than Super Lovers.
Well, it really did, because he was like a 16 when he started, like he had more, it was more formed that he did in fact like his father figure that way.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the one that came on to him, and that just seemed, because, like, having watched Super Lovers, you know, with the other character being, like, you know, 12, that's a little harder to stomach. But in this, it's like Akito is clearly making these decisions. He's coming on to Yuichiro, and I think that just, it sits better, for sure. And again, like, they do constantly mention, like, you're my best friend's son, like, but mm-hmm. I'm your father, but it's very much like he's just the father figure that took care of him, so.
Yeah, the dad's the one who has the problem with it, not
yeah,
the son.
Yeah, the son's just like, whatever, we can be both.
And looking at the title, you may not think there's going to be, like, much of a story, but there actually is, and there's a lot of good comedy in it, too. So I wouldn't let the title scare you off.
Yeah, it was actually really funny, and, like, in a good way. Like,
yes.
Not in, like, you know, you read something, you're laughing because it's just so bad. No, there were some really good scenes that were very comedic, and, yeah, like, most of it did kind of rely on the fact that the dad was a total idiot. But, like, that was good. It was delivered in a really good way. The doctor scene.
Speaking of which, what is everyone's favorite part? Because we did talk about how there are just some hilarious scenes out there. And so let's what was your favorite part?
It's got to be where, you know, he thinks he's come down with this horrible disease because of these symptoms he has, and then Akito's like, oh, I can check you out, and it's like, one of the things is like, you have to taste my nipples, that'll help you? Like, no, dumbass, that's not how doctoring works, like, what, but it was so funny, it was, I mean, yeah, it was a sexy scene, but, like, also it was really, really funny if you thought about it.
Mine's way right before this one. It's actually the scene where he actually thought he was sick and they were at the bar and they were talking about it, and that's when he was thinking he had these symptoms, and these old other guys were talking about, you know, how somebody, like, went to the hospital because they had these heart attacks and stuff like that, and he's like, oh no, I'm sick, and that just cracked me up. And in a way, it's like Yuichiro was more innocent and like a kid, whereas Akira is, like, more the mature type. So it's really, really interesting on that dynamic that we were talking about.
Yeah, I really liked the sex scene in the last chapter where they're in kimono at the hot springs. It's kind of a thing for me. There was a recent, doujinshi that got scanlated, I think, for Don't Be Cruel. That was a hot springs episode, and those always get me, especially here, because they were joking about, like, oh, like, I guess they came on the kimonos. It was like, oh, the, you know, you don't want the people to know why, what we're doing. And then the comment was like, can I come inside of you? I'm going to get you pregnant or something. Which, I mean, the dad is just such an idiot that he's like, I actually thought I could have gotten pregnant. Like,
yes.
Come on, like, you know, you seem to know an awful lot about, like, how men have sex, and yet you still know nothing about how men have sex.
He just doesn't know nothing in general, let's be real.
I thought the art was... I mean, the sex scenes were pretty enjoyable, at least for me. The art was good, even if you saw a lot of, like, glowing cones of light. You couldn't really actually see the daddy hole, which I will say is a big disappointment for me. I was like, ah, you kind of sold me with the daddy hole, and then there's the censorship. But that's understandable, because it was probably published that way originally, and... Yeah, maybe we didn't need to see the daddy hole.
Well, and also, they never specifically refer to it as a daddy hole.
No.
Another disappointment.
Or a bonus if you were turned off by the term daddy.
I mean, yeah, I guess it depends on how you feel about it. But
yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, because at least the son did not, he was like, I don't want to call you dad. Like, let's stop with the dad thing. Can you just be like, can you look at me as a man? Because I look at you as just, like, my lover. So, it, you know, any of the, like, daddy things that were kind of like, oh, I don't want to go into, like, daddy territory.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say, like, I'm into dads, and I don't really seek that stuff out. It's more just like, if it's there, I will read it. But I'm not looking for more daddy manga necessarily in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
this one was definitely worth the read for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that my favorite part was when he has that box from his friend and he pulls out that bear-shaped dildo, and I was like, my God, I'm dying.
It was so big.
And he's like, try to put it inside of him. I was like, that's like a really weird shape. Let's not.
Yeah, let's not put the bear head in your ass.
That's not, no.
Oh. I won't spoil anything, but the ending, I think, is really cute, and it's a really nice way to end things off in contrast to the whole comedy and smutty side of things.
Yes.
And it's definitely worth it.
That's the thing, is a lot of these scenes sound ridiculous, and they're supposed to be funny. Mm-hmm. And that's what I loved about it, is they can make fun of themselves. Like, here's a bear-shaped dildo.
Yeah.
We know that's a joke.
Yeah. Like, I want to angst as much as anyone, but just having something like this where it's like, it could have gone into, like, oh, this kid has lost his parents when he was a baby, that's super dry. No, we just went on the lighthearted side of things. They had funny cast of characters, because, like, all the extras were really good, too. Like, their friends and everything, so it was just... really good overall read.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what was your guys' favorite character?
I personally love Akira's friend. He's just on the side, and he's, like, giving him that box of toys, and it was requested by him, but yeah, sure, I'll just give it to you. And then also, like, going to, like, birthday parties and say, oh, I'm coming because there's free food. I just like, he was hilarious. He's, like, bystander that just knows what's going on but doesn't really care.
I like one of the other bystanders. I like the teacher. Akito's teacher. He's friends with his father figure, Yuichiro, and he's just like, oh my god, I can't stand you. You're such an idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's great. I love him.
I mean, obviously, Yuichiro, I love me an idiot. And, like, it was great because, like, when we first started reading it, like, he shows up in the first scene that he's in, and he looks very capable and handsome, and he looks like, oh, he's going to be the top sime that takes care of this boy and everything. And then, like, you scroll down, and he's, like, sobbing, like, ah, Akito! And it's just like, oh, no, you're dumb! And it's just really good. And he's doing his best, okay?
He's called a helicopter parent several times. Yes, it's great.
Because he is. He's fretting over him, and he just wants to be the best that he can. And he's trying so hard. But also, on that same note, you know, he's using a saw and not paying attention to said saw. And what do you think happens?
Because he doesn't realize that he's, like, in love with...
Don't think about that stuff when you've got a saw in your hand.
Yeah.
That's not a good time.
Yeah, all the time shit goes off.
I mean, but he's an idiot, and that's perfect, so.
You know, I think it's not a surprise who my favorite character is. Akito is definitely my type if we're doing the character challenge. I'll admit, I wish he was the uke, but it's okay that he was the seme. They can always switch at some point.
It's 2019, there are switches now.
Yes. It's a big switch energy in the story. If Akito ever, like, relents, he's very, very big top energy, I guess, right now.
All the characters are really good, but I like the bartender. She's actually, like, down to earth compared to how chaotic everyone else is. So she's the sensible character in all that chaos.
Now, go ahead. Yeah.
What would you guys have liked to have seen in the story that would have been a good addition to the story? Like, me personally, I would have loved to see some of the side characters have a romance. Maybe his homeroom teacher gets with someone else. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I think side character romance is always kind of fun when you have, like, just to kind of break from the main two. Because it does seem like... They could have spared some time where it's mostly just Yuichiro crying after Akito. We could have instead gotten, like, a little bit other romance. But, I mean, for it being kind of as short as it was, I thought it had a lot of what it needed, so.
Switching?
Yeah.
Or more, because I will say that it's, like, the sex scenes, like, they were, I liked them, but I don't think there was a lot of necessarily exploration, for other things they could have done. Like, it was slow for them to get to actual, like, full-on anal sex, which was good. But maybe some different, like... I liked early on there were a lot of different sex positions.
Mm-hmm.
Trying new things. Because it was pretty, I don't want to say innovative, but they did it a lot of different places. So more of that. Because it was very clearly kind of... I don't want to say, like, a part without a plot story, but you're here for the characters and the sexual interaction.
I also agree, and I would say that I love how in the beginning they introduced that kind of sexual tension and also scenes through education, and I really thought it would be cool if they continue to have a little bit of, like, extra something like that, like, continue on, because, you know, they started off with teaching him, so maybe they'll use other genres and stuff like that. That would have been fun.
Maybe for them to watch, like, a gay porn video.
Yeah.
They never really explored the sexual orientation thing, which is, I mean, fine. Lots of BL don't have gay characters say that they're gay.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I don't think that the dad ever caught on that, like, hey, part of why he doesn't like this is because he's not interested in women. Like, it's not really said, but it was kind of implied. He was, like, not really feeling it from the porn movie. So maybe them, like... looking at, like, a gay magazine or even BL manga or something like that. That would be fun for them to, like, find, like, him to send the dad, like, a box of, like, BL manga.
And then they would be reading it together, and then he'll just throw it off and then jump right on him.
Because that would actually be on brand for Akito. Like, he already asked his friend to bring him a box of sex toys for his birthday. Like, why wouldn't he ask Shuji to bring him a box of BL manga for them to read and bond over? Like, that would have been on brand.
Right.
I did like the nice touch. I don't know if y'all read this actual chapter where he, because he went off to college, he made his dad a replica of his own penis. His dad have a dildo that's exactly like him, because any other dildo would be cheating.
Well, obviously.
Right.
It was funny. It was kind of like weird situational humor with like, it's very sexual, but it's very funny.
Well, and it's so great because like the clear differences between Akito and Yujiro, like Akito goes and makes him like a replica dildo, whereas like when Akito's studying for his college exams, Yuichiro not only goes to like every shrine possible to get him, you know, good luck in academic charms, he then makes him the shrine charm as well, and he makes him all this stuff, and it shows him just like he's doing all this like, I guess, caretaker wifey kind of stuff, and then Akito's over here like sex.
Yeah,
I would have liked to see Akito in his chosen career field a bit more, because like he figured out what he wanted to do, and it was like a funny, like good but like funny sort of field that he was going in, and it would have made for some really good comedy if they explored that a bit more.
Yeah, my first thought was he's going to use handcuffs. Absolutely. I want to see the day that he gets his handcuffs.
Yes.
Uniform.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Oh, he would look great in uniform.
Dojinshi, even a third volume. Like, this is one that I could see myself definitely picking up. Like, if they released more,
mm-hmm. I really wanted to see Yuichiro in his biker outfit. Like, get back in it, riding the bike. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That would have been a cute date, too, just them on a motorcycle oh, that would have been so cute.
Well, because, like, you know that them being so close together, they would have, like, had their, like, his dick was pressed against his back or something like that, and then he would have gotten turned off. Like, they would have turned a dirty...
Road troubles, like, falling off in a ditch, going, oops, we were too hard for that.
Well, they already tried to have sex in the car, and the police would knock on their
door. Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot more creativity that could be had with even more sex scenes here.
Yes.
So, the art style and the presentation, what did you think of the actual manga itself?
They had a lot of really, really good details. Like, if you like a lot of good details and art style and really good, like, beautiful panels, I think you like Daddy Hole, because there's actually some really beautiful art in it.
Yeah, I thought in some instances the art reminded me of Uehito Takarai, who did Ten Count. Mm-hmm. The style was very contemporary, and like the characters were really attractive, so even like as a dad type character, it was still pretty Ikemen. There was definitely like muscles, more so than Akito had, but it wasn't anything that was approaching Bara. There was some interesting, like, I guess tip jobs, or like they played up with the nipples a lot. That's definitely a thing for some people, maybe not for all of us, but the art was really well drawn, especially since I think going into it, I wasn't sure. I'd never heard of this artist, and I wasn't sure what the quality would be. Because this was my first time reading something on Renta, actually. But I was pleasantly surprised with, oh, this is, like, a really well-drawn... Like, I've read way worse stuff before. Incredibly way worse stuff for, like, just the amount of sex scenes that they had. It was well-drawn. I didn't see anything that was off. There were no, like, weird yaoi hands or, like...
10-foot-tall men.
Yeah.
Right.
The size of a door shoulders, you know. It was very well drawn.
Yeah, all the art stayed very consistent. It was really, really nice. Even when Melissa found the artist's Twitter, she has a lot of really cute pictures of them. It's overall just a very aesthetically pleasing art style and manga overall, because... You know, occasionally you'll see, like, oh, they shouldn't have put the hand like that. Like, I didn't really see any of that in this, so that was nice.
Her positioning in her panels was very, very beautiful.
It really was, and, like, all of the positions when they were, you know, having sex seemed realistic. Like, not like, ooh, can the back really do that? Like, it was all very, like, anatomically correct and very well done.
I will say this. Thank you, Trenta, for translating the sound effects.
Oh, yes.
I don't always see that for a lot of BL manga.
I love seeing Grope translated, like, 6 times in that.
And Plunge. Plunge was my favorite.
Especially in a manga like this that has a lot of comedy, I think the sound effects really can add something to that.
Yeah, agree.
They can. It was very nice of them.
I also find all the characters very, very attractive. Even the side characters were attractive.
Yes.
I loved how Akito was drawn as a kid. He is adorable, adorable. So, yeah, I really love the artist.
And the aging art. From a teenager yes. to when he's 20 at the end is yes. very nicely yeah. done. Like, you can tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Any overall impression of the whole experience?
It was really cute, honestly. Like, and with as much, the fact that there was smut, like, literally every chapter, you don't expect to be like, oh, this was cute and hilarious and, like, really overall just a bubble. Like, I felt more of a bubbly feeling after reading it rather than a, like, yep, that sure was a BL. Like, that did everything BL manga did. It was cute. Art style was just really pretty. I really liked it.
Yeah, I think that in a manga like this, I feel like I got my money's worth. Because I'm somebody mm-hmm. who gets, if I blind buy a BL volume, first thing I do is start flipping through and be like, where are the sex scenes at? Because I gotta know, like, did I just buy a dud? Did yeah. I buy something? Because for me, it's important. I mean, I like the plot, but I also like the spice. And so here, I was getting a lot of spice, which was good. Because it just felt like it was a good kind of, like, I don't want to say guilty pleasure, because I didn't feel guilty about any of this. But it was a nice, enjoyable, just kind of, like, read. I enjoyed something that was somewhat outside of what I would have picked. Like, I probably mm-hmm. wouldn't have clicked on this title necessarily, mm-hmm. but now that I did, I was like, oh, okay, I feel like I would definitely read more from this artist. I would read more even of this story. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the daddy hole.
Yes.
Went into the daddy hole and was pleasantly surprised.
It was nice and clean.
Yeah.
Very, very. Very. And I also enjoy that it had both the funny, hilarious storyline plus the amount of steamy scenes that it has in there, so it's a good of both worlds, and it was like Kit said, it was very pleasurable and enjoyable, so it was really, really lighthearted, and I didn't feel stressful at all. I just had a good time reading it.
Yeah, I really like Yuzi and Venta, but this is one of those titles where if I was like browsing through, looking for a new title, and I saw Daddy Hole, I probably would have just skipped to the next one. But I'm glad that we did read it, because it is really good. Like, it's not just poem without plot, you know, it's a good balance of the two. And there's a lot of comedy. So if you're into that, you know, comedy in your BL, you'll definitely get a lot of it here.
And one thing that I really appreciate about this title, something that I was really surprised about, because I knew it had sex scenes in, like, pretty much every chapter, and I sometimes when you see that, you're like, either A, it doesn't have a plot, which it did, mm-hmm. or B, it gets boring. Like, they don't yeah. change it up. It's the same thing over and over again, just ramming into them, and you're like, okay, I've seen this. This was 5 chapters ago. This has been every chapter. But they changed it up so much that it kept it interesting. It kept it fresh, and it was, I mean, it took a while for them to actually finally have the full-on yeah. anal, which was appreciated, but you felt like you got what you asked for.
Yeah, it wasn't a slow burn, which, I mean, nothing wrong with slow burns, but, like, you know, you get the kiss, you get the everything in a period which you feel satisfied with. Yes. And but it's not just, you know, like everyone was saying, it's not PWP. There is a legit plot, there's legit dialogue, there's meaning to the scenes that are occurring, versus we've just set this up just so they can have sex. I mean, yes, the end game is going to be that they're going to have sex, because Akito is very horny. And, I mean, but
I think he's called a nympho at some point.
What calls you Ichiro,
though? Yeah, he could call you Ichiro,
He turns around on you, Ichiro.
Like, this is your fault.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing. Like, Akito's the one that's, like, going for it. He's, like, initiating everything, but then I kind of enjoy this, and it's like he's turning it on you, you're like, oh, well, I'm only going this far because, you know, you're asking for it, your body wants it, you know, you're such a nympho. And it's like, it's bad, but it's actually really good, too, because it's just done really well, because Yuichiro's just like, oh, no, my body is feeling this, I need this, oh, my God, and it's, oh, God, it's just so funny.
Like, it's not necessarily one to think too, pardon the pun, deep about, but I think about sometimes if it's like a Friday or Saturday night, and I just want to sit there and read, you know, just like a one shot or a 2-volume thing, and just kind of, again, have like a little bit of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Then this is definitely perfect for that.
And yeah. Something I really appreciate about Renta, that if you've never tried Renta, please go check them out, because one of the great things that they offer is they don't just require you to buy it. You can read it for 48 hours. You can buy each chapter for 48 hours. Then, if you like it, you can just add 50 cents more and get the chapter for forever. Or if you're just like, hey, that was fun, I enjoyed it, that's all I wanted to read, there you go, 40 hours and it's gone. And it's less, and you, and like Melissa said, you get to choose whether it's worth the money. You get to choose what, you know, you get to read it and then go, you know what, that was my money's worth, I'm all buy it.
Yeah, this way it's not, like, for people who are shelf space conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Or, exactly.
Especially because Rinta has a lot of titles that are not being picked up for publication anywhere else. So it's a really good service to fill in, you know, the gaps in your BL library and to keep reading stuff that's pretty current. Because this came out last year in Japan, so I feel like I got something that was really current. Whereas sometimes with other BL publishing, you have to wait several years to get a title published in print. Versus here, I felt like I read something that was very popular, like right now.
Yeah. This felt like something that, I mean, if I just walked into the Kinokuniya, I would expect to see it on the shelf. Because it's on the same level of just, like, good content.
And quality drawing.
Quality art. I mean, I can't stress enough how good the art was for all of this. Like, I mean, consistently good, everything in proportion. Like, I would expect to see it on the shelf at anywhere that I get manga, because it was just, it was on that level.
All right, well, I think that's all we have to say about our wonderful Daddy Hole experience. Please go out and check out either Daddy Hole, or if you want to check out the other Rinta titles, please do. Rinta is sponsoring us now, and we are really appreciative of their sponsorship, and we really enjoyed this. We're looking forward to our next title. Hope you guys are too. Thank you very much. We'll see you next month.